limited or lack of financial knowledge. You cannot perform more than you know. So knowledge is actually what set the parameters of your financial what experience. No more to get more. Knowledge is very important, especially in digital age like this. A boy of 15 years bought a house and bought Mercedes. His father drove him away. Why? Bring your son, sit him down. What did you do to get this money? Say, daddy, I'm into Forex. Ask your son how. He show it to you, you sit down with him. Then you see what he's doing. Then become his manager. Now, somebody else is managing him. And God help him that that man managing him will not swindle him. It's that your son become rich at 15 is not a sin. It's not everyone that become rich at that age that is into Yahoo. It's poverty mentality. His uncle taught him how to do forex trading. And you know these children? They know phone from the mother's stomach. They know sound of ringing tune. They know mommy is using iPhone. From the ballet, you know, mommy is using Android phone and Samsung. Mommy is using techno. They know all the, from ballet. So when they come out, they drag the phone from your hand when they are small. Wise enough to build a, buy a house and the father is looking a booker. Knowledge. Except otherwise, that money cannot be traced. Then we can ask questions. See, the problem we have in our generation today is because we refuse to assess knowledge on financial blessings. You see, you don't know the cost of being rich until you know the cost of being poor. Until they insult you one day. You may be sitting down in your house. Somebody will come and buy that house. Landlord will tell you, I want to use the room. You didn't know that somebody like you have doubled the price. Poverty is expensive.